G'day, and welcome back to SEO Tips. I'm Tristan Brunsden from Designbox Digital, and today we're doing a proper check-in on where SEO and small business marketing are actually at here in Australia right now, in the middle of 2026. I want to cover four things with you today. First, what's going on with Google and why so many site owners are nervous right now? Second, the local SEO basics that most Aussie businesses are still getting wrong. Third, what's changing in Google Ads that you actually need to know about? And fourth, I want to zoom out and talk about the economic backdrop, because honestly, you can't think about marketing spend in isolation from what's happening with interest rates, business confidence, and the new privacy rules landing on small business. So let's get into it. Let's start with Google, because it's been a messy few weeks. Google pushed out its fourth broad core update of the year in early August, and this one is specifically targeting pages with weak originality and thin evidence. That's the language Google's own guidance is using. On top of that, publishers and site owners have been reporting volatile rankings and unusual discover behavior through the first week of August, even outside of a confirmed update. So if your traffic's been jumping around the last couple of weeks, you're not imagining it, and you're not alone. Here's the bit that matters more though, and it's been building all year. AI overviews are now showing up in something like 58% of search results pages, and recent data from Ahrefs puts the click-through rate hit for a number one ranking at around 58% lower than it used to be. That is a genuinely brutal number. If you're only measuring success by rankings, you are measuring the wrong thing in 2026. Rankings without clicks don't pay the bills. So what do you actually do about this? Two things, and I say this to every client right now. One, stop writing content that just restates what's already out there. If Google's AI can summarize it in three sentences, it will, and you lose the click. You need original data, real case studies, your own numbers, your own opinion, things an AI overview literally cannot lift from somewhere else. Two, diversify where your traffic comes from. Some of that lost search traffic is showing up as referral traffic from AI tools like ChatGPT and Perplexity, and early data suggests that traffic actually converts at a higher rate. So being cited by AI answer engines is becoming its own discipline, alongside traditional SEO, not instead of it. Right, let's talk local, because this is where I see the most money left on the table. If you're a local business anywhere in Australia, your Google Business profile is still, hands down, the single biggest lever you have. And the stat that gets me every time is this: more than half of local retailers still haven't even claimed theirs. Not optimized it, not posted to it, just haven't claimed it. If that's you, stop listening for a second and go do that today. Beyond claiming it, the basics that actually move the needle are getting every field filled in properly, choosing the right primary category rather than just the obvious one, keeping your name, address, and phone number identical everywhere you're listed online, and actively asking happy customers for reviews. Review volume and quality alone can account for a huge chunk of your local ranking weight. None of this is glamorous, but it's the difference between showing up in the map pack for a tradie search in your suburb or not showing up at all. Now, onto Google Ads, because there's been a fair bit of movement here too. Google's rolling out what they're calling AI Max, alongside changes to Performance Max and Demand Gen, and the direction is unmistakable. More of the campaign is being handed over to Google's automation, and less is sitting in your manual control. From the 17th of August, there's also a new bid target adjustment tool landing inside the platform. designed to keep performance steadier when you tweak your budgets. But here's the one I really want you to hear. As of the 1st of July this year, Google updated its terms of service so that advertisers, that's you, are now responsible for AI-generated ad content, not Google. If you're using Google's AI tools to write your ad copy or generate assets, and that content turns out to be misleading, non-compliant, or just wrong, that liability sits with your business. So my advice, review anything AI generated before it goes live, every single time. Don't just switch on an automated feature and walk away. Now let's zoom out, because I think this is the part people skip and shouldn't. The Reserve Bank held the cash rate steady at 4.35% this month, after three hikes earlier in the year, and Governor Bullock's made it clear further hikes are still on the table if inflation doesn't behave. At the same time, small business confidence in Australia is genuinely soft. CPA Australia's latest small business survey has us ranked near the bottom of the pack internationally for growth expectations. And NAB's business confidence read has been sitting well below trend for months. Rising costs are the number one concern businesses are naming, and marketing budgets are one of the first places that pressure shows up. What that means practically is that every dollar you spend on SEO or Google Ads this year has to work harder, because there's less room for waste and less appetite for experiments that don't pay off. That's exactly why the fundamentals I've talked about today matter so much right now. Original content over thin content. A properly optimized Google Business profile instead of an unclaimed one. Reviewing your automated ad campaigns instead of setting and forgetting. Last thing, and it's an important one, if you're a small business owner listening to this. Australia's privacy laws are shifting under our feet. The small business exemption, the one that's kept most businesses under $3 million in turnover outside the Privacy Act for decades, is being wound back. From the 1st of July, tens of thousands of small businesses in real estate, legal, accounting, and related services were pulled into the Act through anti-money laundering reforms. And from the 10th of December this year, new rules around automated decision-making transparency and a children's online privacy code come into force too. Penalties for serious breaches can now reach $50 million, or 30% of turnover. If your business collects customer data through forms, email marketing loyalty programs, or ad remarketing lists, and let's be honest, most of us do. Now's the time to get your privacy policy and data handling genuinely in order, not after the regulator comes knocking. So, to wrap up, Google's rewarding original, well-evidenced content and punishing everything else. AI overviews mean rankings alone don't guarantee traffic anymore, so track clicks and conversions, not just position. Claim and properly build out your Google Business profile if you haven't already. Check your AI-generated ad content before it runs, because the liability is now yours. And with the economy tight and privacy law tightening too, make sure every marketing dollar is accountable and every piece of customer data is handled properly. That's it for this episode of The Search Signal. I'm Tristan Brunsden from Design Box Digital. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.